Hi, and welcome to this new episode. Today, I'm again with Dex Murphy. He is my iridologist, and people often ask me, "Hey, Alex, what drew you to become a raw vegan?" And I often say, "Well, close to 3 years ago now, I had an iridology reading with you, Dex, just because I wanted to check on my health. I heard about it. I didn't have any life-threatening disease or anything too bad, but I thought, hey, why not?" And since then, you put me on a plan. I was already vegan for 3 years, but then you put me on a recommendation that was more raw, and since then I haven't looked back. So first, my gratitude for that. We've recorded a podcast together already, which is more in general about iridology. It was super interesting, so I'll put the link in the description and people can listen to it. Now today, the point of this episode is actually to show you what you get from working with an amazing iridologist like Dex. He's been studying with Dr. Morse, and the evolution over time, because I'm documenting my journey too. I've been around 6 years into mainly vegan, 3 years into mainly raw vegan. And in a way, it's a lot, but in a way, it's not a lot. So I think it's really good to document. I do regular blood work. I do iridology every 2 years, feels like a good amount of time. Then I see how I feel. I have many different ways. I see how much I lift, many different ways to check on my health. But iridology is a really good one, I feel, for long-term health. We won't dive too much into what it is because there's the whole podcast about it that you can listen to. Again, link in the description. So today the point really is about let's see when I first did it with you, Dex, and then I did it 2 years later. So this iridology is comparing, about almost 3 years ago to almost 9 months ago now. It took us some time to do the recording, but we'll see, okay, what has changed? And the idea is see how I'm doing, but also how you can see through the eyes in a practical way what's been improved or not. So thanks, Dex, for being here again.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here speaking with you always. Even more so to get in here and look at the progress that you've made from a scientific level, right? That you can actually see in your eye. Because I've witnessed you really jump into this, after giving you that first protocol about 2 years ago, and you or 3 years ago now, and you really like dove right in. And out of a lot of people that I work with, you've taken this to the next level, right? And so I really commend you for that. It's been an honor to witness you going through that. And then it was even more so an honor to look at your eye report after almost 2 years, right? So yeah, let's jump into the magic and see what can actually change in the eyes, in the physicality of the body, right?
Amazing. Thank you so much, Dex. And I think that was in May or something like May 2023 or April. So that was before my 2 week water fast in June too. So I think in a few months we'll probably do a, or maybe in a year we'll probably do a, another report and see from that.
Do a third one. Yeah, I want to talk to that real quickly. And in the eyes, I mean, healing naturally, especially through raw food and herbs and fasting, it takes a while, right? We have a lifetime of weaknesses or damages that we're looking at here. So it takes a while for us to really get in there at a cellular level and clean and heal. So I think that 2 year window is a good mark, 1.5 to 2 years when you're really on the path. And so I'm anxious to see what the work you've put in since, what that looks like too. So let's jump into this though. Yeah. Cool.
Amazing.
Boom. All right. So yeah, we're looking at just under 2 years over here on the left side. We have the left eyes for both the before and after. On the left side is July of 21, 2021. And on the right side, we're looking at March of last year, March 2023, right? So first of all, when we look at iridology, I won't get into too much of the specifics because you said we have that the other podcast here, but looking at what we can see is this is over here the after, where you're at last year. And 2 years prior, you can tell just the color alone of the eye shows how much lymphatic stagnation that you've removed all over the eye. This is a much darker eye over here in 2021. And when you look over on last year, you can see the lighter colors all over, especially in the bowel wall. You look at how dark This inner ring right here, right outside the pupil, is the bowel wall. And your bowel wall has drastically improved, Alex. So I commend you on that, right? And so that's number one, looking at the color of the light. How dark it is usually more stagnant, and how light it is more healthy, more acute, right? So another big thing to point off right off the bat is your malabsorption ring, which you'll find right at the outer ring of the bowel wall and right inside the pupil. We've talked about this before, Alex, but this portion from the pupil here, you have a pretty thick ring in 2021, and it has drastically reduced here. So again, that's pointing to your small intestines, right? And how much you've done to clean out your small intestine there. And it's these minute differences, but you can really see, especially in your digestive tract, how much you've improved. And then another thing I want to point out right off the bat is your nerve rings, right? That was a dramatic increase. You can see these rings all around the iris here in 2021. You can see them here in 2023 as well, but they also, the how much they're imprinted, it's much more visible in 2021 than last year, right? Over here, you can see these rings are starting to fade and the true color of the eye starting to come out, right? So what that points to is how much you have reduce the stress on your autonomic nervous system and boosted your adrenal glands, right? It goes to adrenal gland function. So good job on that. The adrenals take a long time to heal. We go through so much stress in our life and a lot of acidity in our diet, cooked foods, coffees, even in the cacaos when you're really getting into it. And I think that's one thing that you removed as well, as much cacao, right?
Yeah,
Not
still a
100%.
few times a week, still in my smoothie, a bit of raw cacao. But
Yeah. Well, we
yeah,
can't.
co my last coffee was 2 years ago.
Great.
Did
Great.
not
Yeah,
go well.
I remember talking to you about that. Yeah. So another thing right off the bat that I want to point to is the cholesterol ring, the cholesterol area, the circulatory system, and your skin ring. So your skin ring is going to be found here on the outer portion of the iris. And you can see it's much darker. You have a much darker ring here compared to, you see how light that is? Right. And I know this the screen sharing's here, but yeah, it's not as thick. One, we're talking about this little ring right here. And it's much more prominent in 2021. So you've done a lot of work. I mean, the skin being our biggest filtration, but behind the kidneys, right next to the kidneys. So you've done a lot of work to get the lymphatic waste out right below your skin, right above the lymphatic system. So you're doing good work, man. I really love to look at these things. So this is the left eye. And then the cholesterol ring, what we call a violet hue is when the iris and the sclera, where they meet, start to form a little bit of a purple ring, and that's a precursor to a high cholesterol, right? And you're going to see that up here in 2021 is much more purple and dark on this portion. So I'm going to just point this out right here. And even on the bottom side, you see how it's like start a little purple and it's covering more of the sclera, the white part here. And here in 2021, I mean, 2023, last year, it is dramatically reduced. So that means your overall circulatory system's working much better. And yeah, you're just doing good work all over. So you have any questions or anything that stood out to you that you want to highlight? Because before I go on to the right eye and look at some more of the digestive organs, your liver, gallbladder, we'll get there in a minute.
No, I think yeah, but maybe one thing to add would be, I think it's amazing to have things that reflect here, and of course there can always be a lot of let's say debate around what's correct, what's not, but intuitively I guess people can feel that if you have a lot of stains and marks like this in the eye and then becomes more clear, it makes sense that it would be a sign of good health, right? And then obviously you have that whole map that goes into the details, but to me it feels very aligned with my intuition of what it is to be healthy and have been feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And we like iridology is not a direct diagnosis per se, right? But it is a good map. And I like how you do the blood work. You approach this from a lot of different ways, you know, and mainly how are you feeling, right? How are you feeling physically, but also intuitively with what's going on in your body? So
And by the way, I want to add, so for example, I do blood work, but when I did blood work, my white cells, my are way quite below the normal range. So it's 5 to 10, and I'm more like 3.7. But actually, when I researched it, especially looking into Dr. Greger's work, there's a strong association with long between longevity and having a white blood cell count that's quite below the average. So in a society that's pretty sick overall, it's sometimes quite good not to be in the normal range. So when I went to see my GP, they're like, "Oh, you're low on this. Maybe you should do this, is this." But my interpretation was like, "Great, I'm below average. That's a
yeah.
good sign." Yeah. So
Well, you
always
know.
taking with a grain of salt when I do things more mainstream, like going to have a blood work, having the information, but then making my own interpretation of it.
Absolutely, right? I mean, some of these ranges are elevated or increased, widened in order to cater to the norm, the quote unquote norm that we live in today, unfortunately. So good on you, man. And yeah, just real quick, I want to point out in this area of the eye, you know, talking about the darkness to the light, it's the path that we're on, right? Just down here in the lower back area, you had a lot of darkness. And over here in your most recent photo, this is drastically improved, especially also here in the kidney adrenal region. Your adrenal right here, kidney below it. And you can see that that little split from the bowel wall, this one that I'm talking about right here. And then below, it's you can barely even see it in this photo, and so you've definitely improved your kidneys and adrenals, and that's key
That's
for this
amazing.
work. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the right eye here. Yeah, and just a quick look before we jump into the right eye, I'll just do the kind of what I'm pointing at, and you could tell like this in 2021, you have a lot more areas that I was concerned with here. And they've gotten a lot less and a lot smaller over here in 2021, or in the most recent photo of 2023. Yeah. And again, right off the bat, your nerve rings on this eye, so prominent here back in 2021. And here, I mean, they're just fading into the eye. And again, this is like one of the hardest things to heal. So I'll commend you again on that. Yeah, and I want to start off here. In the kind of appendix pancreas region, you had this big.
Can I just want to pause you for a second as a devil's advocate question that came up. It would be like, could it be the quality of the camera?
Yeah, I mean, we always have to look at, you know, I got my first eye photo done from Dr. Morris, and it's a high resolution photo. So every photo that I take thereafter, it's also with a grain of salt and how much you can really see. But these two photos were taken with the exact same camera. So.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's always something you got to look at in iridology for sure. Good question. But yeah, again, like first of all, I'll just start off in the digestive region, and I'm gonna go back up here to your gallbladder liver area. Again, you can see this slit right here. It's your gallbladder, and right below the darkness on your liver. And moving over here, you can barely see that slit on your gallbladder. And your liver is a much, much brighter color, much lighter. So that's huge work on the liver gallbladder. And then moving over here to the right, I mean, also just your whole bowel wall. You see how, here, let me grab another tool here. Like this is your bowel wall. And then you're cutting out here back in 2021, right? And you still have work to do. This isn't to say that you don't still have work to do, but it's not as spastic as what we would say, right? You're kind of going, what you want is a perfect sphere, would be a perfect bowel wall, right? And you can definitely tell that the tissues of your colon, your small intestine are coming back into normal alignment, right? Over here, you're going to see more pocketing, a little bit more spastic is what I think we talked about back in 2021. And that's just where, from eating incorrect foods and high stress, you have rips in the bowel wall, more room for pocket for old food parasites to live in. And over time, as you're on this raw diet or on your healing journey, your tissues, one, you're going to be cleaning all that stuff out, but your tissues are going to just become more healthy and vibrant, and you don't have a dead environment for parasites to live in, mucoid plaque to sit there, and your whole absorption is going to be better, utilization and elimination. So yeah, I think those are like the biggest things that I want to point to on this report. One more big thing was over here in your back on this side too. You can see this slit went all the way out from the bowel wall. And you still have it right in here, but it's not as big, right? So that's just right through your back. Did you have a back problem at any time? Or shoulder, like?
I've had like little pains in there in the back and the neck, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It just seems like it's improving. You're definitely healing that area. And again, I want to point out to the malabsorption ring here that we're seeing. You definitely still have it here, but it is greatly improved. And overall, just the color, you could see how kind of crusty the whole bowel wall is here. All these slits, it's just rough, right? And over here, I mean, you still have it, but it's just a lot smoother, Alex. Yeah, just the whole ring on the bowel wall. So good work. I'm going to zoom out a little bit and again talk about these skin rings. Much more prominent skin rings over here on the outer portion. These lightening up, not as dark. Also on the bottom down here. You have a lot of darkness right here in the circulatory skin area, which you're not seeing in your most recent photo. So just mean, dude, your overall elimination is working a lot better. Your lymphatic system is working a lot better. Your cardiovascular system is working a lot better. And yeah, you're on this road to healing, man. Nah.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Dex. And I think that gives a really good idea of people, you know, of what is iridology and how it can be valuable in a healing journey. And to add that element to understand what's going on and if we're going in the right direction in a place where there's a lot of controversy, the nutrition space.
Yeah, always, man.
So, do you want to stop the sharing now? I think we can. So yeah, thank you so much. And obviously, you do much more than this. You do coaching, but you also do iridology reports. I'm doing coaching, helping people with their health, especially. And we have a collaboration. So for people, when I feel it's aligned with them and they have things they want to heal, it's a really good idea to do an iridology report to see where you're at, and then potentially a year and a half, something like this later, do another report, because as you said, it takes some time. So we can't expect 40 years of junk eating and smoking and drinking to go away in 2 months. But already after a year and a half or so, you can see good improvements. And then it really gives faith into what we're doing to see those results, right?
Yeah, it's a great tool. I definitely recommend anybody starting a natural healing journey to start off with a baseline so you can come back and look at your improvements later on and see what tweaks need to be added or where more focus needs to be given and where the symptoms have improved from addressing the root cause.
Amazing, amazing. So how can people be in touch with you? Like, I mean, I can put a link, but do you do only radiology or do you do only through the coaching? I know there's a, if people do coaching with me, they can do radiology with you also. So what's the best way to work with you if it's not through me, let's say?
Yeah, come find me on Instagram or Facebook. It's Dex Murphy on Facebook. I'll put the links down below and DexJ.Murphy on Instagram. And most of the work I've been doing in the last years with men and sexual reproductive health, I have a big passion for that. So I've got like a 12-week program that I really put men through, going through the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects as it relates to sexuality, but following a 12-week protocol that goes a little deeper along the journey and starting off with iridology. So that's kind of favorite thing to be doing right now, but still working with women as well. Big passion for female sexual reproductive health too, because it seems to be an issue, and more than it should. A lot of these issues more than it should. So yeah, that's how you can find me and how we can work together. And Alex, been a pleasure getting this collaboration going, and I look forward to working with people together with you. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Dex. And again, shout out to you for helping me start this beautiful journey I'm on and I'm passionate about. Guys, if you enjoy following my journey, you can thank this man. So thank you so much, Dex. And thank you so much to everyone for following. Definitely encourage you to get your iridology done. I'll keep doing it. Dex, do you have a last word, a last share for this?
Yeah. No, again, thank you, Alex, man. I'm telling you, you're like the prime client, the prime, person to work with, because you've really taken this seriously, and you've reached out to so many. You have a big following coming now. You work with a lot of the top minds and most enthusiastic people in the field, and you look at it from every angle. So I just want to say I respect you for doing the work and walking the walk, man. And yeah, I look forward to seeing where this journey goes. Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Dex. Thank you, everyone.
Much
Ciao.
love.